Some days I feel mad. Some days I feel sad. Just a roller coaster of emotion.
12-year-old Avery Elmore lost his dad to a heroin overdose in May of 2017.
It's been 5 months and it doesn't feel that long. I wanted to go to the drug dealers and like confront them, but my mom and Justin said that that's not okay. So the only way that I can get it out is by speaking.
So that's what he decided to do. He organized this event after finding the organization Overdose Lifeline. It's an Indianapolis-based nonprofit that's dedicated to preventing opioid deaths and reducing the stigma of addiction. Elmore told the organization he wanted to educate the public about the growing epidemic, and they were on board. In Indiana, opioid overdose deaths rose 52% between 2015 and 2016. It has more than doubled in the last 3 years, making Indiana the 15th highest rate of drug overdoses in the U.S. Elmore says he's reminded of it every day.
When I'm just taking a walk from my house to my friend's house or something, there's like needles and pill bottles. Then that just ruins my day, kind of, because seeing a needle on the floor and knowing that's what my dad died from, that's just hard to see.
Tisha Talley, Elmore's aunt, says she feels inspired that her nephew is dealing with his grief in a positive way.
For him to be so brave and to speak at the event today, as well as his brother, that was surprising.
Talley expressed her brother was prideful and didn't reach out for help because of the stigma. She stressed more people need to start talking about the worldwide issue to make people more aware.
The shame and that comes along with addiction. It holds people back from getting the help that they need.
Elmore says his work doesn't stop here. He plans to travel around the world and educate people about opioid addiction to save as many lives as possible.
It just needs to get out there so other people don't have to feel like I felt.
Brittany Ehrman, IPR News.